Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say and yarn up strong on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, to Daily Mob now, talking about black people in business, entrepreneurs. We are... Being black is wealth in itself. They're going to catch up and have a yarn over Delhi. Paul Bruss Vandenberg, and he's the owner of the Delhi company called Munda Wines. I'll drink to that. Munda Wines, we have Paul Bruss on the line. Good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Bruss?
Yeah, no, I'm part of the Wurundjeri of the people, which is the far west coast of South Australia. So sort of towards the West Australian WA border on the coast there. So Sejuna is the main town you drive through, so I still call it home, but been away from home for quite some time now as we all move around the parts of Australia.
Walkabout.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, brother.
Too deadly, brother. Too deadly.
Still walking.
Still walking. Good to hear your voice. Good to be yarning with you. Look, we go back a long way, brother. Served together in Nam. Vietnam, that's a coffee shop on the Esplanade here in Cairns. Yeah, you still owe me tuck shop money. Brother, good to be yarning with you now. Look, in a JOB, AFL, we'll talk about that, but entrepreneur, business on the side, they say empires are built after hours. So when we talk about clocking off from the JOB, weekends, after hours, evenings, whatever the case may be, you're building your empire, Munda Wines. So let's talk about Munda Wines. The word Munda, where's that come from, brother, and what's it mean?
Yeah, that's from back home now. Munda in our language means land or country. So, I think it was when I started thinking about the idea of creating a wine company and business, I wanted to understand what the wine industry was all about, and they kept talking about this term called terroir, which is a French term for land, and how important soil is. And, you know, depending on which part of Australia you come from, you know, you might have an area that's really cold, so that's good for Chardonnays, or another area that's a bit more drier, so that's better for Shiraz. So I just kept hearing this word all the time. I said, well, that's perfect, because country for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is important. That's number one priority, right? We've got to look after country. Country look after us. So Munda, and it was easy to say. And
got a ring to it, brother. To
say it, you know. So, just sort of resonated with people, you know.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. When we're talking about Munda, we're talking about land, we're talking about foundation, and you're building an empire on a strong foundation, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And it's really important what you're saying, too. You know, I do have a job, but the work goes after hours, you know. So incredible amount of time, energy, and, you know, long nights and weekends and... So it has been a bit of a journey. It's probably taken me 4 years to get to this point, but we're here. We've established it now, and we've got one variety out at the moment called our Shiraz. But we've got the Grenache and the Chardonnay coming out in about 4 weeks' time. So we're really excited for those two to come out as well.
And out at retail stores, out the bat, is that only in South Australia, or where are we at with it, brother?
Yeah, slowly growing it, so predominantly in South Australia at the moment, but we have got some areas in some of the Dan Murphy stores in Victoria, New South Wales and Brisbane.
Yes.
And over in Perth as well, but you can just buy it direct online, which is good, which is even better. So we're trying to encourage people to go online with us, and, you know, we'll send it out to you guys, but so far... everyone's enjoyed the label and the name, but more importantly, it tastes pretty good too, apparently. So I'm a fan, but I can be biased, brother.
You can.
I'm going to have to send you up some, and I know you don't drink, brother. I've known that about you for a long time, but, you know, family there, you might have mob. And,
I think
that's the other part too, brother. You know, I was really conscious, you know, because this whole stigma and stereotype with Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people and alcohol has been pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to flip that on its head too and just talk about, you know, that's not a big issue in our community. There are a lot of people that don't drink like yourself, right? But also importantly, how do you educate about responsible drinking? And, you know, wine isn't just for sculling and getting horrors.
No.
You know, what wine's a conversation
starter.
Nice
dinner,
too, right?
Converse, yes. Conversation, family, yarns, friends at the table.
All yarns, you know, and that's what I want to do. I want to be able to use that platform in that industry because they've got such a big stretch, brother, you know, like internationally.
Yes.
You could use that opportunity to just create conversation, and you can talk about whatever your views are on The Voice or treaty or constitution recommend any of that stuff, right? You can have those sorts of conversation, or you can just talk about Australia Day. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, sure,
you
brother.
Know? So
yes.
I wanted to use that.
And have a sip while having a yarn, you know?
While having a yarn, brother. Straight out, you know? That's how you get stuff done,
deadly.
Too, right?
Yeah, no, beautiful, brother, beautiful. So opportunities are knocking on people's door every day. The sad thing is we don't open the door to see the opportunity, or we can't hear the opportunity knocking because we're too busy knocking the opportunity. So you've got to have an open mind. Poor Russ Vandenberg wasn't looking at wine, but an opportunity came before you, and you delved into it, and now you've got a business, brother.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. I would always encourage people to keep an open mind, whether it's not your first go, but I would say the reason why I did probably land on my feet with this is it's all about relationships too, brother. You know, like I was fortunate enough just to meet the right people who had the right insight into this industry.
Yes.
And then forming those partnerships, you know, I wasn't afraid to align myself with different people because they had the expertise, you know, they're the industry experts.
Sure.
And I wanted to bring my own brand and my own style and what I wanted in that space, you know. So it is important just to keep an open mind, try and find as many positive relationships as you can. And that also extended, I was talking to you a while back, I think, about it, is, you know, 5 years ago, I managed to enter into the tuna industry as well. So I got a tuna business.
Oh, okay, bloody hell.
And the tuna, the tuna that are caught through the Great Australian Bite down the bottom there of Australia, that's called the Southern Bluefin Tuna.
Yeah.
And our people have always been neglected in this space, you know. And that fish comes right through our waters, you know, and has been for thousands of years, right? And we've never had an opportunity in that space. And then 5 years ago, we managed to secure 25 ton of tuna quota, which means we can go out every year and catch 25 ton, and then put our brand and our story on it, you know, and all that connection to sea country and what that means, you know. So you got a tuna business, a wine business, and, you know, other things going, but it's just exciting. I just love the whole business side of the world, you know, because you're setting yourself up. And I think, if anything, that COVID taught us is to keep an open mind, you know, and don't stay comfortable.
Exactly.
You know, brother?
Exactly. And brother, we are wealthy just being black. We just got to get our skin in the game, get proactive in this space, you know what I mean? Culture
Absolutely.
Is strong with us, and we are rich because of our culture. So here's a black man in business, Munda. We're talking about land. Then you're talking about tuna, fish to swim through your waters. There it is, you know what I mean? So, and you're doing pole dancing on the side as well, brother. How deadly are you?
Look out. I'll leave that up to Aaron Davey.
Yeah, shout out to Aaron Davey, listening too. Aaron, he mad mouthing you. My brother, listen, so let's quickly talk about you. You mentioned Aaron Davey, and big shout out to Aaron, who's a former Demon, Melbourne Demons, and he's up here in Cairns, been here for about 5 years now. He won the premiership for the last 2 years here in Cairns. First time they won it in the local comp for 38 years, and the last time they went... they won it was with my beautiful uncles, Uncle Rob and Uncle Jason and Uncle Cockatoo Boys, you know, as Robbie Cockatoo and Michael Cockatoo look fantastic. And he's kicking goals there, brother.
Very well.
Yeah, he has, brother. He has.
I love him. Love him. We're family. We go way back.
Oh, you connected there with Alan, aren't you?
Yeah. So we go way back. All the Davey family that come from the same mob. Down the far west coast, so yeah, I'll leave all the dancing up to him. He got the moves, up, brother. So I'll leave that. And you,
yeah,
you
sure. Take booty.
That's right,
brother. Now, regarding the tuna business, what's the name of the tuna business, brother? Is that still up and running?
Yeah, that's called Wanama. Wana in our country is sea, and ma is food, so seafood. So Wanama.
Oh, good, beautiful.
Yeah.
And how you selling that? Like fresh or in a can or?
Yeah, no, we're just doing it fresh now, frozen fresh, basically. All of it goes to Korea and Japan at the moment.
Okay, brother.
Because we're not quite big enough. Once we grow to a bigger opportunity to be able to can them, I think that would be pretty special. And then we're looking at other species as well, going into other species, which would be quite exciting. So,
Good, beautiful.
Some really good opportunities right around Australia. Some Aboriginal groups are doing some really cool, and Torres Strait Islander mob are doing some really cool stuff in the rock lobster and oysters and abalone. And it's really exciting. But
beautiful, brother.
Good opportunity for a lot of Indigenous people around Australia to get into business, you know.
Exactly. As I was saying, we are wealthy just being black. We just got to get proactive. Now, regarding business, we were talking earlier about bad-mouthing Aaron there. Aaron Davey, your deadly brother. Now, talking about AFL, you had a stint. Let's talk about your career at NBL, National Basketball League, yeah? So tell us about that journey and how you moved into AFL, brother.
Yeah, blink, you missed it, brother. But still, it was still a big achievement. But
yes.
I managed to spend 1 year in the development squad for the Melbourne Tigers back in 1998-99.
Yep.
Which is a really, really good opportunity for me to sort of train every day with Andrew Gaze and Leonard Copeland and these people. And then, yeah, 2 years later, I got picked up by the Canberra Cannons. So I spent a year in the with the Canberra Cannons and, yeah, just absolutely loved it. It was a dream come true, all that stuff, you know. Just, you know, when you think about being a little kid from Ceduna, going all the way, making it in the big stage, I always tell these young people that, you know, I got this thing with that I believe that anything is possible, brother, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
If you find your passion and your commitment to it, you can achieve anything. And so for me, playing professional basketball was the dream, but... And I think growing from there, I just thought about how important or how easy, not easy, I should say, how engaged young people were with sports. And when they listen to, when they see a role model walk into their classroom, whether it's Nate Jaiwai or Patty Mills or anyone like that, you know, you got their attention, you got their eyes, you got their ears. And, you know, I think sports is a powerful, very powerful vehicle for to make change and to make some real inroads for our young people, you know. So I couldn't find a job in the AFL, in the NBL, I guess. There was no opportunities really for sort of managers at the time.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I managed to find a job in the AFL at a club called Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Port Adelaide is the director of Aboriginal programs. So
yeah.
I spent 10 years there just building their Aboriginal programs up and had an absolute ball and, you know, had some lifelong friends there and, you know, really enjoyed my time there. And then, yeah, 3 years later, I got picked up, sort of headhunted a little bit by the AFL and I'm sitting in the AFL at head office now as the National Diversity Talent Manager. So my task or my role, I guess, is to try and improve pathways for Indigenous or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people to not only get drafted, but to start thinking about careers, whether they're interested in umpiring or coaching or getting into the business, and then also working with the AFL clubs on how they become a safer environment for our players and our elite players. How do you influence some of the boards to get more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people onto those boards? So yeah, there's a representation of our people right across the whole industry, right? So but it's slowly building.
Yes.
But last year was the first time all 18 AFL clubs had an Indigenous player development manager.
Yes, fantastic. Yes.
So that was one of the real big tick items for us and really pleasing in this space. And, you know, still ways to go, don't get me wrong, but yeah, absolutely love my role at the AFL at the moment.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. Fantastic. Well, a true entrepreneur you are, in a JOB, running businesses on the side. Look, empowering our mob out there to get in business. I always say I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, you know, and that's how we need to be, that focus in regarding a new chapter in your life. I mean, granddad used to always say, are you living or you're just waiting to die? So live your life to the fullest, and that's exactly what you're doing, Paul Bruss Vandenberg. Good yarning with you, my cuss, and hey, lost the lad there, closing off there. The lad there, so we'll say goodbye to the brother. But it's Paul Bruss Vandenberg. Do check out Munda Wines, that's his business, and also he's with the AFL as well, getting looking after the Indigenous mob in that sport as well. Fantastic, beautiful yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, new mob. We are across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn with the ball around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Too deadly.
Yeah. Better dawn, baby. Yeah. Be knock up on this. GBZ. Lion's Den. Let's get it, homie.
This is the night for you and I, baby. Let me ride and do you right. Leave your worries to the side. Let me get you higher life. This is the night, baby. This is the night for you and I. You and I, girl, we
Baby, I know you got some dramas and you feeling stressed. Let me be the one to get them worries straight off your chest. And lay your head on my shoulder, baby. And let me be the one to hold your touch and caress and relieving that stress. Yes, this ain't a test, baby. You play with the best, baby. I aim to please your every need. This ain't a dream, baby, but only a fantasy. But in reality, you're feeling lonely. So show me you know me, not get it done. I'm only a call away. Heard you wanna dip delay. You've been feeding for my attention in a wicked way. So now it's time to play. We're getting freaky as shit. Bubble baths and back rubs with the candles lit. So keep it real with me. I'll keep it real with you. Let's kick it till the morning, baby. Let's feel it's true. And we can do what you wanna do. I'm down, baby. Yeah.
This is the night for you and I, baby. Let me ride and do you right. Leave your worries to the side. Let me get you higher life. This is the night, baby. This is the night for you and I. You and I, yeah.
I can see you get a load on your plate. Baby girl, just come close and let's just elevate. Don't worry about a damn thing, girl. You know you can always trust me, girl. Even though they call me doggy dog, ain't no matter, baby girl, cause I'm down with you. I will give you some good sensation. Don't worry about my reputation.
Another man's trash, she's another man's treasure. I can see that, baby, you clever, but I'll give you something even better. Let's take a ride like a roller coaster. Doggy dog full of surprise, but the show's not over. But now, just take my hands and just go with the flow. I'm giving you all the vibes that you never had before.
And that is on the real. Cause baby, tonight is the night.
Let me ride and do you right. Leave your worries to the side. Let me get you higher life. Cause this is the night, baby. Cause this is the night. For you and I. You and I, girl.
We both flying high in the talk of that model. You on a yacht in New Guinea, 10 days to reminisce. It's our stream, your feet as I work the lotion. Reflection of the sun illuminates your complexion. Brown sugar with a tint, you about to get a citation. Feel that warm thought of breeze brush against your hair. It's me blowing you a kiss, let you know I'm near. Whisper in your ear, tell you things you wanna hear. I pack on the cheek just to get the signal clear. Got you under my spell, laying in the cup. The chemistry between us and you know what's what. I let my actions do the talking, girl, you know what's up. Get you heated in the sheets, introduce my nature. Treat you like a queen, how I'm meant supposed to. Not a choice to love you better, it's better than me. Girl, I got what you need, won't let your feet drop.
This is the night for you and I, baby. Let me ride and do you right. Leave your worries to the side. Let me get you higher life. This is the night, baby. This is the night for you and I. You and I, girl.
Tonight is your night.
coconut leaf. Tabanabanore. Now it's time for Kaita in Amen speak. Everybody here now.
Belly no God.
They caress and sup sup in a bully beef.
Tabanabanore. Tabanabanore.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Love my beautiful island. Olga. The other holds the light so we can get a good shot. And he spears it and nails it as he brings it up to the boat. Up and down the river they go all night, looking for that blue or yellowtail mullet in sight. Sometimes they might spot that old Bilgamo, so you'd better move on. I said you'd better watch out, you better move on before you come ease my you tonight.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. where they're coming out the light of day. They're talking about a chosen place. They want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out.
Just a minute now. Standing on
solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time, and the winds of change blowing down the line.
Right down that line.
Right about the dawn of time, dreaming all again. Proud people come, living in a promised land, running for a heart of darkness, searching for a heart of a light.
This could be paradise.
Standing on solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time, and the winds of change blowing cold that night.
Standing on the shore one day, all the white sails in the sun.
Wasn't long before we felt that sting. White man,
white law, white gun. Don't tell me it's justified.
There's all that history, hear that cry, hear that cry.
It's hard enough just to survive.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, First Nation Children's Commissioners, Guardians released national priorities. All Australian First Nation Children, Commissioners, Guardians and Advocates have agreed to a raft of national advocacy priorities required to improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, young people and families across the country. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Natalie Lewis, and she's the Commissioner at Queensland Family and Child's Commission. On the line, Natalie, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Natalie Lewis. I'm a Gamilaroi Yinna. My family is originally from Bingra in New South Wales, but I have grown up, and built a career here in Brisbane on the land of the Yuggera and Turrbal people. Mm. So pay my respects to those people that have, laid those foundations for us here.
Yes, fantastic. Natalie, thank you. And acknowledgement to your mob as well. Now, here we are, First Nation Children Commission's Guardians released national priorities. I love the word priorities. We need to focus in on this space. And it takes a community to raise a child. That's all facets, government included, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's many, many issues, but what we were really trying to do was harness that collective power of having Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in a room that have positions that can influence policy and can help to to shift the dial. Mm. We kind of spent a couple of days together really just going through what are our challenges and what are the things that we think we need to channel our energy and focus into to really try and make a massive difference.
And when you look at the numbers in the last five odd years, numbers are rising regarding First Nation children going into care.
Yeah, sadly they are. So, and that's a trend across every jurisdiction in Australia. So, we're all kind of well across, the work of the Family Matters campaign and across the story that's told there. And each of us, in each state have our unique challenges in trying to challenge that system and trying to reverse that, that trend. But I think that, together, I think we've got a much better chance at shifting, shifting that trajectory.
Mm, well, exactly. And look, as a First Nation man up here in Far North Queensland, talk to our elders here, and the statement that comes to the table is the 21st century stolen generation.
Yeah, and certainly when you look at the numbers, it's sort of terrifying to think about that there's no way to cut this, that there's no way this is not going to have an intergenerational impact. And so, we've got an obligation, and particularly, for us as commissioners and guardians, we're put into positions, we're part of our role is, oversight of those systems. So, for the period of time that we're there, we really actually have to, prioritise showing up for our kids, speaking out and trying to make sure that we can get our kids, safely home to be raised, with that strong connection to kin, country and culture.
Exactly. Now, with this conversation that's just been had and everyone's at the table, where do we go from here, Natalie, and what's the duration? How far does this take to come up with a plan of attack and then put it to government and to make it go forward?
Yeah, so our first meeting, was towards the end of January. So, that first hurdle was really trying to distill, down into a manageable kind of list, those many, many priorities that, that we have. And so many of the things that we committed to, as being priorities are things that are part of, national reform agendas. And so it's really about picking our moments to actually position ourselves to have a really high impact influence. So whether that's about the Closing the Gap agenda, whether that's about, engaging, making sure our kids' voices are heard, in the discussions around, the voice to parliament, or whether it's, that focus on, monitoring those child protection and youth justice systems. I think having come together and agreed on those priorities, we've got a really strong group of women, at the moment. We've got a really clear idea about the points where we can intervene and influence across the next 12 months.
Yeah, so like the foundation's there, beginning's half done. The conversation that needs to be had is started, so that's great. And you as a commissioner got to be excited about, this platform, this table, so to speak, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the strength of the unity of those, commissioners from across jurisdictions, I think that I think is what I'm most excited about. Mm. It's not one lone voice, trying to, exactly. argue to make our kids a priority. Exactly. So we've really got, I think, a really good position, a really good opportunity now to make the most of our roles and to contribute the most towards a better, in creating change for our kids. So, our next our next step is to, you know, really determine which of the jurisdictions, you know, are best placed to lead, you know, around presenting those solutions, and then the rest of us getting behind it and making sure that that's replicated across every jurisdiction.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, good to be having you on with you. Thank you very much, shedding some light on this very important space. The children are our future, and we need to build a strong foundation for their future, which is then in turn our future, is it not?
Absolutely.
Natalie, good yarning with you. You take care, my sister. Be in touch, and we'll yarn soon, hey?
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn, diddly yarn. Natalie Lewis, her name is, and she's the Commissioner for Queensland Family and Child Commission. Excited about the forum or the conversation that just had late January. First Nations Children Commissioners, Guardians, and release of national priorities. So all Australian First Nations Children Commissioners, Guardians, advocates have agreed to a raft of national advocacy priorities required to improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, young people, and families across the country. So the conversation at the table, like I said, has begun, and it's about coming up with a plan of attack, taking it back to government, and to create a vehicle going forward, looking after our young ones. A future of Australia. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add the conversation here, National Talk Black. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.